Three receivers right, one left. Teddy, shotgun, big blitz, fires right to Jarius Wright on the screen. Gets loose at the 15. He's to the 25-30. And Jarius Wright is loose! 30-20, game-winning touchdown! From 87 yards out, and the Vikings walk off winners!
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown. You just saw that outstanding, dramatic, game-winning touchdown by this guy, Jarius Wright, in his third year from Arkansas. His first touchdown this year was a big one. We welcome you to Vikings Game Plan.
Thanks for having me.
On the game-winning touchdown, when you were running down the field, did you look up at the video board and see if anybody was close to you or see what it looked like?
No, first of all, I looked behind me and make sure nobody was behind me before I looked at the video board. But last time against the Falcons, when I broke free, I looked at the Jumbotron and it actually, you know, got me tackled.
And on that game-winning play, when you run a screen, take us through the art of being a wide receiver. It's not just catching it and going. You have to wait for things to develop, right?
Yes, sir. You definitely do. And in that situation, it was third and four. So, you know, first of all, I was thinking of catch the ball and make sure I get the first down. At least try to get us in field goal range, keep the drive going. But in that situation, I happened to, like you say, catch the ball, and Greg and Kyle Rudolph definitely did a great job of getting out, making good blocks. And Sully also, you know, Sully came from the center position, yep, and got out.
Got enough of 91 Sheldon Richardson for you to go.
Just enough.
As Mike Zimmer, the head coach, said early in the week, Teddy Bridgewater changed out of a play to go into that play because he noticed a blitz was coming. Do you remember what the original play was?
I know it was like 585 is what we call it.
Right.
I don't want to give a play away, but
right,
but that's just what we call it. And like you said, we had two plays called. If he killed it, it was killed to a screen, which they had blitzed us all day on third down. So it was a great call by Coach North.
And with Teddy Bridgewater, it seems to be something with which he's becoming very comfortable, noticing what the defense is going to do and getting you guys into good plays. Do you agree?
I definitely agree. We've been working a little bit. Against the Jets, we worked in no huddle, and Teddy did a great job of getting us into the right plays.
The game-winning touchdown against the Jets, safe to say, highlight of your career?
Definitely highlighted my career. I don't know if it could get too much better.
Would the previous highlight have been last year at Seattle, putting a double move on Richard Sherman and scoring that touchdown? But you guys did lose the game.
You know, I would actually take it all the way back to my rookie year when we needed to beat Green Bay to make it to the wild card game. I had a big catch in that game to, you know, almost put us in field goal position. But we handed it off to Adrian one more time, and that really solidified it.
What is your role in this offense? I mean, you're widely defined as a slot receiver, but on that screen play, you were out wide. What is your role?
It's really funny because a lot of people think that I am a slot receiver, but I'm really not. When I actually come in the game, I do come in out wide. So that's why I was out wide on that play there.
What have you noticed with Teddy Bridgewater this year and his progression from early in the season when you guys played the Lions, lost 17-3, to where you are now into today's game against the Lions?
Teddy has great composure. He's doing a better job of getting in the huddles, calling the plays and everything, and making sure that we're lined up right. And like I said, he's getting better and better with it each and every game. And, he's a great leader.